Staging a dramatic political comeback, Ehud Barak defeated former domestic intelligence chief Ami Ayalon to take back the leadership of the Labour Party. Speaking to his supporters after winning the hard-fought contest, Mr. Barak pledged to restore confidence in Israel's military. The former prime minister says he will work for uncompromising security, pursue peace, and make sure Israel's military might and deterrence will be respected again. Amir Peretz, who has served as defense minister, was ousted 2 weeks ago as Labour Party chairman following widespread criticism of his decision-making during last year's war in Lebanon. Earlier this year, Mr. Barak called on Prime Minister Ehud Olmert to step down for his conduct during the war. Now, however, Mr. Barak is expected to join the cabinet, replacing Peretz as defense minister. Uri Dromi of the Israel Democracy Institute says the position could lead Ehud Barak back to Israel's top job.
Well, I think what we're going to see is Barak staying, serving as a defense minister, dealing with the top security issues, Syria, Hezbollah, Gaza, and the top of everything, the Iranian nuclear threat. And at one point, he will probably declare that he's now having his eye on the top position, that is prime minister, and then we'll see breaking away from the government and new elections.
Mr. Olmert's Kadima Party and Ehud Barak's Labour Party are the two main parties in the governing coalition. Polls show both would lose to former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party if elections were held today. However, Uri Dromi says if Mr. Barak does well as defense minister, those poll numbers could change.
People here are very, very sensitive to the defense issues because it's about our existence. And if he takes the right decisions and he gives the impression that this is a new Ehud Barak, not the whimsical, erratic, inexperienced leader he was in the former term, then I think you see that his rating will rise.
Ehud Barak is a former commando and Israel's most decorated soldier. He was soundly defeated by Ariel Sharon 6 years ago after serving a tumultuous 2 years as prime minister. During his term, he pulled Israeli troops out of Lebanon and tried unsuccessfully to pursue peace deals with Syria and the Palestinians. His government collapsed when the Second Palestinian Intifada began, which left more than 1,000 Israelis and 4,000 Palestinians dead. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.